Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am your host, Dimitri, as always. Do y'all want to replace me? Is that what it is? Are you guys looking for a new host? Because if that's what it is, goddammit, that's what it ain't gonna be. Y'all ain't getting that. It's me or nothing. You're stuck with me. For everybody who's returning, I want to say thank you again and again for checking this out, tuning in, whether you're listening to it in your car or you're watching it on your TV at home, comfortably in your bed with the feet rubbing together. You know what I'm saying? Just know I'm grateful. I'm blessed. I can't say it enough. I say it all the time. I must say it all the time because I tell everybody, everything that's going on right now, it ain't me. It's God. I'm just a vessel and God pushing these messages out of me. For everyone who's new, welcome to the home of the lovers where we attempt to create a safe space for those helpless romantics, those who've been heartbroken, those who've been misunderstood or is currently misunderstanding in this dating game. I know most people who typically tune in are single, but if we have anybody tuning in, you know, happily in a relationship, I would love to see that in the comment section. You know, comment that. Let me know how your relationship going. Let me know how your love life is going. I would love to know. In today's episode, we're going to be going over green flags. Now, everybody always ranting about red flags, that. I know I've spoken on it before, but I don't think we truly understand how important it is to mention green flags as well. You know, to mention what is necessary to look for out in this dating world, to mention what is positive factors that should drive you towards pushing towards with that man, pushing forward with that man. And I got a handful of them, you know. Forgive me if they sound similar to who I am, but it's who I try to be. I should say that more so. But we're just going to dive right into it. We're going to dive right up in the first green flag that I would tell anyone to pay attention to. Green flag is the emotional intelligence, is his ability to regulate his own emotions. Because like I tell everybody, the idea of anger is just something you're coping for. Anger is a result or a reflection of how you push out pain. And for a man to actually take his time to understand where that pain is coming from, you know, I often, you know, tell everybody, and it's a shock to a lot of people, that I have not gone through therapy. I've not had therapy. I've not been in a therapy session ever. And I'm not saying it's because I don't need it or because it may not be beneficial to me. It's just I've been able to regulate my own pain. I've been able to stop, assess on those sleepless nights, on those long mornings, whatever it was. In those moments, I was able to stop and assess and say, I know what's going on with me. I should fix what's going on with me. You know, I should stop yelling at people because I know I'm only yelling because I feel like this. They made me feel like blank. And as a result, I'm in pain because of it, or I'm hurt because of it. But it took me, you know, a while to actually learn to sit and regulate those emotions. So a for sure fire sign that a man will be good for you and not just to you, because men who typically have the ability to regulate their own emotions can help you regulate yours. You know, when you angry and this bitch that and this bitch did that, and do you know she ain't even do this and that? He gonna, baby, listen, slow down. Because for one, you giving her too much power right now. For one, she shouldn't even have all that over you. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like when a man is good for you. See, men who know how to regulate their emotions understand these basic ideas like love languages. There's five. I say it all the time. But a man who can regulate his own emotions knows that love languages are important. And in turn, because him knowing love languages are important, he will attempt to understand what language you need to be loved in. You can now sit and tell that man, because he has the emotional space to understand why it's necessary to love you the way you want to be loved. to love you in a form that speaks to you. You understand what I'm saying? That makes sense? If quality time is your shit, that man's going to go out of his way to make sure he's spending enough time with you, putting enough time aside for you. If it's words of affirmation, that guy going to become a poet. You understand what I'm saying? He'll become a poet just to fucking put it out there for you. And that's the beauty in it. In the cards he'll bring you on your birthday, it's going to be words. It's going to be, dear love, dear my love, I love you because da-da-da-da-da. Roses are red, violets are blue. You know, like, I go to McDonald's, order a number 10, and so are you. Yeah, you feel me? Right off top. Right off top. I think that's the most important concept. See, a man who doesn't have the ability to regulate his own emotions will take things out on you. 9 times out of 10, things that you did not do. Emotions you did not garner. A man will have a bad day at work and come home and he's frustrated with you. But see, a man who knows how to regulate his emotions will leave it there. A man who knows how to regulate his emotions will keep it all way over there where it's at. Because he ain't bringing that smoke home to you because he understands what it'll do to your relationship. I think for me, that's probably the most important. And I'm not even going to speak just to, you know, women understanding men. For men attempting to understand a woman, same regard. The exact same regard. A man who can actually find a woman that has the ability to regulate her own emotions is a really good thing. He who finds that finds a good thing. You understand what I'm saying? And I think the biggest thing it's attached to. See, the biggest thing emotional intelligence is attached to is self-awareness. If you have the ability to say, yeah, man, I was wrong. I fucked up. That's me. That comes from an emotional intelligence. That tells you where to look. When you upset and you frustrated, it's telling you to look at yourself first. And because of that, your relationship will be a lot more prosperous because you not getting dragged through the mud for shit you actually did correctly. You know, I know people love to play this tit for tat game in our generation. See, I was in a relationship where I would get attacked for doing something. They do the same thing. And when I mention you're doing the same thing, you just ask me not to do. Oh, it's tit for tat, huh? No, it's us following the same guidelines that we set forth for this relationship. You know, but that comes with self-awareness. That comes with emotional intelligence. And that's why I always say the biggest green flag you'll ever find in a man is emotional intelligence. And that's why I do my best to, you know, further my knowledge when it comes to my own emotions. That's why I read about it. I'm reading books constantly. And I was sent a 5 love languages book. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know who you are. What Drake said, you know who you are. Thank you very, very much. I'm grateful because I will always aim to further my intelligence when it comes to emotions, physique, you know, anything. Whatever can help me learn and understand myself, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, another green flag. I mentioned previously in another video that a man being interested in introducing you to his family can be a green flag. It can be. But let me tell you what's a bigger green flag. A man who wants to know your family. You see that? A man who cares about your relationship with your mother, who cares about your siblings, who cares about how you felt because of this family dynamic, who asks you, you know, how was it with your family not being together? Who takes that deep dive into your family structure and, you know, Mike can show up at that barbecue with a smile on his face. And I think a green flag that falls right into that that you also can pay attention to is his manners. A man who treats everyone with respect is a good man to know. Is a good man to have and keep around. Because nobody has to be nice to your friends. No one has to be nice to your family. But a man who does, it speaks volumes of his character. And the fact that he's willing to dive into your family life means he wants to be a part of that family. Now, if you get a man and you invite him out all the time, but he don't never want to come around because it's a family function, he don't give a fuck. He don't want to be there. He got other places to be. A man who's constantly making excuses every time you invite him to the cookout. Oh, I don't eat barbecue. Oh, y'all got Sweet Baby Ray. I don't fuck with the Sweet Baby Ray. Nah, that ain't what it is. He don't want to know your grandma. He don't want to sit down and get that drilled conversation in from your mama, because all mamas be like, long as you do right by my baby, and he know he ain't. That's the problem. He don't give a fuck about falling into family functions. He don't give a fuck about fitting in the family picture. That family picture is important, because that speaks from here on out. I remember, like, my high school love. My grandma got us a fucking quilt made with our prom pictures on it. My grandma still got that quilt to this day. Me and that lady ain't spoken years. She's married now. You know, and my grandma still got that quilt to this day. Because being part of the family, whether you're part of it temporarily or for the long haul, being part of the family is a part of history. You was here at this moment. Me and my people might self-reflect and be like, remember such and such came to the... Yeah, because she was part of this story for that moment. And a man not wanting to be, or a woman not wanting to be part of your family functions can mean that they don't want to be etched in that history of what you got going on. He just want to be a bleep in your mind. He just want to be a nigga you knew and got up out of there. And that's truly what it is. So to see a man who wants to be part of your family structure is a green flag. Let me tell you another very, very, very important green flag to pay attention to when it comes to people you're dealing with. Their memory. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy, because I know y'all already thinking, I ain't even got a good memory. It's not that simple. See, a man who cares about you, or a woman who cares about you, will remember those subtle details. If you tell this man, I got this event at my job, I'm super nervous about it, and the day of that day comes and he don't ask you about that event, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't say, oh, how did it go at work? You good? Like, how did it play out? He don't care. It's not in his mind. He don't give a fuck. But a man who does remember those subtle details is good to you. And I ain't just talking about anything. I ain't talking about basic conversation. So if you talking to a man and you like, yeah, I ate this morning, and later in the day he asks you what you ate, that ain't what I'm talking about. That's not the part I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you tell him something that's crucial to your story. You understand what I'm saying? Something that's crucial to your well-being, crucial to your life. When you tell a man something that's crucial to you, and he can't put enough respect on it to remember it, he doesn't care. It's just for sure tell sign he don't care. For example, y'all go out, and you tell that man before y'all even go out, I'm allergic to seafood. And he takes you to a seafood restaurant, get the fuck away from that guy. Run. Because an allergy is something very important that's crucial to your life. And if he can't remember that, get the fuck up out of Dodge. You know, if you find yourself opening up to a man, because a lot of times it's hard. We've been conditioned to feel like nobody cares. Nobody will listen. Nobody is truly going to be genuine enough to, you know, and not judge us in these situations we spit out our mouth. I want to let you know, there is men who do care. There is women who do care. And a for sure tell sign, they'll remember it. They're going to remember it. You know, I ain't talking about that favorite color shit. That's not what I'm talking about. That's here nor there. Who the fuck cares? Don't get me wrong, like, your favorite color. But that ain't the details I'm talking about. The memory I'm talking about is shit that a man was going to remember for a lifetime. It's something that even if y'all separate, he's still going to remember this about you, because it was so important to you, it was important to him. That's how it is. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it is. That's how we function. That's how us as humans function. It's like when your kid got something important going on and your kid tell you, the next time you see your kid, you ask about that same thing. Oh, such and such is picking on me at school. He tell you, if your kid come to you and say such and such picked on me at school, your next few words when you pick your son up from school, what happened today? What happened with such and such? And if you got a kid, anything like mine, he gonna be like, what? What happened at school? I'd be like, you told me. I told you that. That's how quickly my son mind just fucking be roaming. But as someone who cares, I listen. I listen every chance I get. I'm present. I'm active. I'm engaged in these conversations because not being present is a for sure tell sign you do not give a fuck. So, there's a green flag. Another green flag, I would tell you. A man who is good for you. And I'm not talking about good to you because I made a video explaining how a man that is good to you, anything given to you can be taken away. So it's major. It comes with major conditions, right? There's always something you have to do and prove to a man who's good to you. You gotta fuck him right. If you ain't fucking him right, no. He ain't gonna care no more. You ain't cooking right. Oh, I'm gonna get somebody else to do it. But a man who's good for you, a major green flag and an identifier that a man can be good for you. A man that's good for you is super respectful of your boundaries. He's not disrespected by them. If you meet a man and you say, I make anybody wait 90 days before I sleep with him, or I give him my body, or I'm waiting till marriage, or I'm celibate, or any of these things, a man that's good for you, he ain't gonna rush that. And 9 times out of 10, you're gonna be so fucking turned on and satisfied by the idea of this man wanting to be good for you that you might give it up after 9 days, girl. Huh? You might give it up after 9 days. You might can't help yourself. And that's because green flags can sometimes be attractive. That's because those subtle things can sometimes be just what you need to get that motherfucker moist. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying. And let me tell you something. Ain't no shame in your game if you do. I sense no shame if you give it up in 9, you give it up in 9 minutes, 9 hours, or 9 months. You do you. You do what's best for you. But a green flag in any man or woman, they're not going to be disrespected by your boundaries. I give you one of mine, right? Boundary. I have a little sister. Her name is Brooklyn Wiley. She lives with me, right? My little sister's grown. She's an adult. She's 25 years old. But my little sister has never had a boyfriend, never had a job, never went to the store by herself. She's never, her ability to regulate deception is off-put. She's always been a little girl who struggled to, like, she's easily manipulated. The mind may be 25, but she's still young. She's still youth. To me, to my family, it was diagnosed. And I got her name tattooed on my arm. I love the little girl. Her name Brooklyn. But she lives with me. So what I tell women, like, we could date, but coming over my house is a different thing. Coming here and you know, and it's not just even meeting my sister. It's the perception that comes with it as well. It's the idea that I don't want my sister to view me as some, you know, she doesn't understand the idea of dating. You know, this would be newer news to her than it is to you guys. Because she doesn't understand it, I'm not here to, you know, discredit that perception she has in her head. My sister just can't meet anybody. And it's the same way with my son. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a boundary of mine. And no, if I date someone and they're unwilling to accept that boundary, that's just what it is. But it's a green flag when someone says, I completely understand. I would be the same way. But see, if someone was in a rush to get over my house, or somebody was in a rush to meet my son, or somebody was in a, can't do it. I can't do it. And to that same idea, a man respecting your boundary, sex comes that same way. Sex is within that as well. If a man cannot respect your boundary, right? If a man cannot respect your boundary, he's going to be the one eager for sex, itching for sex. Let me tell you something. A man who has control, a man who has poise, can lay right next to you, sleep right next to you, and not even attempt to get on there with you. Not even attempt to rub your leg or try to take it. I don't give a fuck if y'all sloppy drunk. If you say no, no is no. And a man who respects you and your boundaries will understand what the fuck no means when you tell him the first time. You understand what I'm saying? That's a major green flag. A man who respects your boundaries respects your time, respects your sleep. You know? And I can't stress enough how important that is of a green flag. Like, you don't care that I'm tired, do you? You don't, you just want what you want. You don't care, do you? That's a problem. And any man that's a problem with, you should stray away from. You understand what I'm saying? Get the fuck away from him fast. Let me tell you a slick green flag, though. And as a man, I know these things. A slick green flag, and I only call it slick because, like, most people don't know this. I'm finna put y'all up on some real game right here. A green flag, the first tier of this green flag is a man having a sister, right? Men with sisters and good relationships with their sister typically understands the essence of a woman, the presence of a woman, the value of a woman, right? Here's tier number two. A man who has an older sister. I have an older sister, but me and my older sister is not like, she's never taught me anything. She's not old enough to teach me anything. But a man who has an older sister, old enough to teach him something, can put in his mind how to treat women, how to respect them. Let me tell you something. A man who has an older sister or sisters at all tends to be more major. Thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Not receptive tends to be more alert in who you are. A man who has an older sister pays attention to detail. Did you do something with your hair today? Oh, you got your nails painted. It wasn't that color last time I saw you. Major green flag. Major green flag. Attention to detail. But back to the initial point, a man with an older sister, I'm telling you, it's a lot that woman has the ability to instill in that man young, you know, that a mother may not, because a man is going to give his older sister that raw, clean cut. This was going on. I need your help with this. How should I look at this? Basically the nigga playing bowling and he got the fucking bumper guards up. That's basically what it is. He's bowling with the bumper guards. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a major green flag. Because she's basically walked this man down there to get this strike for you. Hey, pay attention to it. And honestly, there's a third tier to it. There's a third tier. But y'all, I don't know if y'all want that. No, y'all want that? Y'all sure y'all want that? Well, a man with an older sister in a healthy relationship. Oh, fuck. Don't let his older sister be married. Don't let his older sister. I got a friend named Justice. Y'all know Justice. A lot of y'all know Justice. Justice has an older sister who is in a very healthy relationship. We was talking about it the other day, how, you know, he was telling me how his sister and her boyfriend may disagree. And it's going to lead me to another red flag. But their ability to sit and talk through it is highly important. Another green flag is the idea that a man is not talking to get talk. A man is not in conversation to be heard, but is in conversation to understand. See, I often get told that I don't, and it's weird though, but I don't think people know me really. I often get told that people don't believe I hear them. I hear you. It's just my mind moves so quickly. Like all of this that goes on, this podcast, I don't sit and fucking, I sit and think of this right here and I give it to you. I don't prepare for this. I don't even know what these podcast episodes are going to be about. Somebody may spark an idea and it just comes out. So even in conversation, when someone going over something with me, my mind can like think of a joke mid-thing, bring it back to you, but that doesn't mean I didn't hear you. I understand exactly what you said. I've already registered and processed it and digested and understood. 9 times out of 10, I understood what you meant in this conversation before you even said anything. That's how attentive I try to be. You know? That's how attentive I try to be. But in that same regard, a man that you're having these disagreements with or arguments with, and he's just not throwing in the towel, that's a good man. For example, like I was in a little argument and she said, how about we just meet in the middle? And I said, I don't want to meet in the middle. I don't want to meet in the middle. No, let's not meet in the middle. No, I don't want to. Reason being, because if I'm wrong and you're right, I need you to teach me. I need to learn where I could better myself. I need to learn for you. I ain't mean you in no middle. No. Mm-mm. I'd rather fight you for. I'd rather wrestle for I meet you in the middle. You know, and the thing about it is, it's in that same regard though. If I'm right and you're wrong, I just want to provide some sort of clarity so you understand me a little better. Meeting in the middle is not always what it takes. You know, that's when I hear meet in the middle, I often think like, this tree is the problem. Okay, we just going to cut it at the branch. Let's cut it at the branch. No, let's not cut it at the branch. Let's get all the way to the root and pull that shit out of the ground. We're going to plant a new tree. If this tree right here is the problem, let's not cut it at the branch. Let's figure it out from the root. You know, so that way, by the time we done, girl, we got a whole motherfucking healthy jungle we built. You understand what I'm saying? Another green flag is a man's ability to make it happen for you without you having to ask. You see, if you tell a man, I like this, and again, it plays back into that memory, you can be in a relationship. And a man, you could say, I like this. And 3 months later, that man bring you that man paid attention for 3 months in anticipation with making you happy with what you wanted. You may not even want it 3 months later, but that man was going to get it for you. That man was going to get it to you. You could just casually say in conversation, baby, my coworker husband brought her the prettiest flowers today. That's all you got to say. Say no more. Say no more. Say no more, because I understand what you're doing. I'm on it. Say no more. His ability to make it happen without you having to ask or beg or plead or fight. Love is not a fight. Love is a pleasure. And as long as you're living in this pleasure, you will be pleasured. I'm talking about me specifically. And a man who displays that same trait. You know, baby, my back been hurting me all day. You could tell me that shit while you at work. My back been hurting me all day. We're going to get home and I'll be like, baby, your back still hurting. Lay it down. Let me bust you out with this massage one time. I remember I was in a relationship. I set up a whole motherfucking massage table. I had these big ass windows in the house. I let all the windows up, got the lotion, laid her down and act like I knew what the fuck I was doing. Because love will force you to try. Love will force you to have that initiative to make it happen, to want to make it happen, to want to fix the problem. I told you, men are problem solvers. And I'm not just going to label it as man, because women truly go out of their way to make sure the needs of their man are met. That's problem solving as well. So shout out to you. You know, if you're one of those women, shout out to you. Major, major shout out. And I don't know. It's a ton of green flags that you should be paying attention to in the dating world. I think we get too hung up on the superficial ones. We get too hung up on what online is showing us. I know everybody want a bouquet wrapped with the $100 bills around it. I know you do. But let a man who truly cares about you, who truly resembles those green flags, let that man get that much money. He's going to be wrapping up hundreds in a bouquet because he cares about you enough to do so. Green flag. You understand what I'm saying? Green flag. A few simple ones. I'll just give you a few simple ones. A man who's looking to further his education in anything. And what I mean by that is a man in which you can teach something. He's not offended by the idea that you know more than he does in this specific realm. Because at the end of the idea, relationship, you're my business partner as well. And just like in business, you may know something that I don't. We all play different roles to see this succeed. You may know something I don't. If you could tell me how to fucking get the stain out this tank top that, you know, that's been in there for a while, baby, that's cool. But you know what I could teach you? I could teach you that goddamn if you put the dish is in a dishwasher this way, they get a little more, the water get a little more effective in cleaning them. It's the small things. You know, and that's why in these relationships, we be feeling so drained and so empty when we walk away from them because you taught so much, but you learned so little. I want you to truly think about these relationships you've been in and say, damn, how much did I walk away with? I put all of this up in a relationship. How much did I walk away with? And that's because you didn't pay attention to that sign there. Someone who was willing to teach you. You may have taken offense to it. This motherfucker think they know more than me. No, it ain't about that. It's whatever you know that I don't, you teach me. Whatever I know that you don't, we ain't gonna not know it no more. We gonna know it now going forward. Green flag. And I just wanted to get on here and list some of my major green flags in men and in women. Fellas, if you listening, look, take something away from it. Because there's a lot of important factors that goes into dating and making sure you're with the right person and making sure you're doing it right. Because me, myself, like I told y'all, I want my next to be my last. There's no more wasting time. So if I don't see you fit in my life, that's really what it is. I can't make that up. I'm allowing you to tell that story. You to tell me who you are. You to show me who you are. And as you should for anybody who's in your life. What can I tell you? Merchandise that was ordered will be shipping soon. I thank you guys for being so patient with me. I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart because I'm trying. All of this shit is new for me. They told me come out with some, I just want to get this off my chest real quick, t-shirts. So I'm going to do that. And I'm thinking, let me know in the comment section how y'all want to see it. I'm thinking put quotes from videos I've said. Like a man can be at the altar saying I do, but that does not mean he can. Like the grass is green wherever you water it. You understand what I'm saying? Stay on your job, fellas. Like putting those things on the back of the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Just to celebrate the success we've had up until this point. We had 215,000 followers on Instagram. I never in my day haven't, I don't even know 200 people. Well, I probably do now, but you know, I'm honored, I'm blessed, I'm fortunate. There's so many good things going on Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow if you're watching this. Not tomorrow. Wednesday, the day after tomorrow. I'm supposed to be on TV. I've never in my life envisioned being on TV. I'm supposed to be on a show called The Griot, and they asked me to be a panelist about the love conversation. I'm there. I got photo shoots lined up. I got photo shoots dropping soon. They're getting your boy into, like, trying on clothes and modeling and this and that, and I'm blessed. I'm honored. I'm grateful. And without you guys, none of it would be possible. So thank you again and again for tuning in, buying into my word, and just being there and showing up in genuine love and concern because I love you back. This has been a Lost Lover Boy podcast, and shout out to my granny. I recently seen my granny. She was actually coming out my mother's house not too long ago as I was pulling up, and she just laughing at me, and she telling me, you know, about all the stuff she hear me doing. And y'all heard my granny laugh. I love that lady from the bottom of my heart. That's my baby. I'm working on new music. I got a project coming out called Lover Boy. I'm super excited about it. The cover's out. The cover's not out. I didn't officially like release it out to the public, but the cover's worked on. If you're in the YouTube members only, you've seen it. If you're in the Instagram subscription only, you've seen it. And I love the feedback, and I'm grateful and I'm blessed. The music will reflect the energy of the project. I'm super excited for it. There's so much good things going on, but none of it would be possible without you beautiful people. So y'all keep loving, keep dreaming, keep reaching for the motherfucking stars, and peace out.